And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike with Bridget today because we're left alone by Arthur Perry. He's flown the coop and he's someplace in Connecticut just laughing and scratching, so to speak, and having fun. But we're having fun on the show. But this is a question sent in, an email question sent in by Andrew of New York. But before I do Andrew's on jaw pain, Bridget, what country wouldn't you expect to be getting fat that has now joined the ranks of the fattest countries in the world?
Well, I remember reading something about how Australia is getting fatter, and it is one that I would never expect because I've never been to Australia, but I always think of them as like these really healthy, outdoor, active people that just, I don't know, swim and surf and do a bunch of stuff outside and are active. Am I right?
That's right. Australia and New Zealand are now overtaking the United States in obesity rates. Amazing. This is a question from Andrew in New York. I have no problem chewing food, but when I open my jaw wide, there's a grinding noise and some pain. I've noticed a reduced range of motion in my jaw. What causes this and what can be done? Well, Andrew, grinding sounds belong on construction sites, not in your jaw. What's probably causing the irritating sound effect, pain in your semi-locked jaws, trouble in your what we call TMJ, or temporomandibular joint. That's the hard-working hinge that connects your jaw to the side of your head. You use it for talking, yawning, eating, in other words, everything. You're actually kind of lucky. Some people have much worse symptoms. They hear clicking and popping, have muscle spasms when they yawn, get aches in their head, neck, back, and mouth, and occasionally even crack or break a tooth. So if your dentist can confirm that TMD or TMJ is causing your complaints, if so, it's very responsive to loads of things that don't require dental insurance, like ice and hot packs, stress reduction techniques. So we have a great program called Stress Free Now on the ClevelandClinic.com website that I've been taking again and again because it's wonderful. Or you can actually get a dental night guard that helps stabilizes your jaw joint. In rare cases, sometimes surgery is recommended, but usually not. This is another question. This is a guy who sent this in. This is a surprising question because the guy is sending a question in about a problem his wife is having. Recently, my wife had a reaction to protein shakes. After 2 weeks of drinking one daily, her lips became very chapped and peeled to the point of bleeding. She consulted a nutritionist who said the shakes are toxic because they contain soy protein isolate and calcium caseinate. Can that possibly be true, said Jeff. Well, Jeff, by now, hopefully you've got the answer because your wife has hopefully stopped having the shakes. It really depends on toxic. So it's not really toxic unless it's raw sewage or radioactive waste usually. But cracked or peeling skin suggests she's allergic to either the soy protein or the calcium caseinate is actually milk protein. Those are the two ingredients you mentioned. And both soy and milk are very common allergens. So what she's got is an allergen to that. You know, what's really common, though, is an allergy to lipstick and one of the substances in lipstick. So make sure that that isn't it, that she hasn't changed her lipstick at the same time. And by the way, if you want a great, great, if you will, protein drink or a great drink in the morning, you should try the U-Docs green drink. So I get it fed it every time I'm over at Mehmet's. It's a lot of green leafy vegetables with a little apple and some other stuff mixed in. It's all wonderful, and none of them are allergens. And don't have them when you're at Dr. Oz's house because he throws in some of this horrible cod liver oil. So I don't make it with cod liver oil, but he does. So he gets his DHA from both DHA and cod liver oil. as well as he throws in some good old fiber in there, in the form of a tablespoon of Metamucil per, if you will, jug of the green drink. In any case...
And one thing to say, sorry to cut you off, but just a simple thing of, like, making sure that his wife isn't dehydrated and that she's getting enough fluids, like water, and even you can get water from fruits and vegetables, but to make sure that her fluid consumption is enough, because one of the first signs of dehydration is chapped and peeling lips.
Good point. Right? Excellent point. And now... we're going to go to the real age tip of the week. And this is calcium where you least expect it. If you don't do dairy or dairy doesn't agree with you, it's easy to get your calcium in pills. Now, you say, well, what happens if I don't want to take pills? And in fact, you probably don't want to take more than 600 milligrams a day in pills because it increases prostate cancer risk and the severity of prostate cancer. And what's found for prostate cancer usually ends up being found for breast cancer. So avoid more than 600 milligrams of calcium. And we like calcium citrate because it's much better absorbed. So don't take more than 600 milligrams in pills. How do you get it? Well, go fishing. One can of sardines supplies 370 milligrams. That's much more than a glass of 1% or 0% milk. These little fish are also busting with omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D3, which helps you absorb the calcium. Now, mineral waters contain 108 milligrams of calcium per cup. That's another good source. But the best are building smarter lunch salads. Salad bars are full of it. One cup of spinach, 30 milligrams of calcium. Romaine, 15 milligrams. Broccoli, 43 milligrams. Navy beans, 62 milligrams. Sesame seeds, 176 milligrams. Plus, those are just wonderful because they have other great nutrients. And a bonus, after you've had the salad, take a walk. Even if you're getting plenty of calcium, your body may be slow on the uptake. You need vitamin D3 to deposit the calcium where it's needed most in your bones. But there are few foods that contain vitamin D3. Your skin, however, quickly makes it, especially in the summer when it's exposed to sunlight. About 10 minutes of exposure every day of the week is all you need. That's the main reason something as simple as getting a safe amount of sun can make your real age younger. The real age benefit for a little sun, 10 minutes a day, and the calcium, 600 milligrams a day, 1.7 years younger. And that, Bridget and listeners, is the real age tip of the week. Now, Sonar, do we have time for another question? We're going to run out of time. So we have another great show and wonderful guests lined up next week, two Real Age Tip of the Weeks, and we're going to handle more of your email questions. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on now iHeart Talk Radio. Radio MD, stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom.
Thanks, honey. I'm very proud of you.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Juliana and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to ParentsGuideCordBlood.org to learn more.